Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can always look them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the digit 4 anti-aging. I am Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and as I said, we're absolutely thrilled to have you along with us this morning. And I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise dating back more than four decades. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast, if you ever miss this, you can pick this up on a podcast by putting in Frank Lomas and either TR90 or Solutions for Anti-Aging. You can find us at SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, if you dial into 712-775-8972 when it prompts for the conference code, you can join us live and we would be delighted to have you along with us. And we will be having Frank back this week. I'm very excited about that. He's been out and recovering, and I'm just thrilled that he's going to be back and joining us. So, when you're first starting out with that TR90 lifestyle, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, take them with your meals. My experience has been, and it's my personal experience, that which was about 40% of the time, I didn't know when breakfast or lunch was going to be because I was either rushing out the door because I got a last-minute substitute teaching job, or my lunch was getting delayed because kids were busy needing help. So there we are. So I ended up taking with my meals. Still worked great for me. That was my personal experience. Your experience may differ a little bit, but you can take them with your meals. 7+ servings of roots and vegetables every single day. Those roots and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, your micronutrients, and your fiber. Your macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and minerals that are contained within those roots and veg. And fiber. Fiber helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. Guys need about 45 grams of fiber for that daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber for that daily. And I really have found that it prevents a lot of problems down the road as you get older. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week, and it can be whatever exercise you want. You can chunk it up into a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. Don't do less than that, but definitely you can do more than that. It's just getting that exercise keeps your brain active. It does a multitude of things, so it's really important to get that exercise, even if it's just stretching. Hydration. So if you're exercising heavily, then you need to think about hydration. Hydration is the amount of moisture your body needs. And your baseline is you start out with 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you bump it up from there. The bump ups are because you can lose up to a quart of body moisture in an hour if you're exercising heavily, or you could be losing it due to humidity or a combination thereof. So staying well hydrated is really important. It actually helps you to sleep too when you're getting well hydrated. Which brings me to my last topic, which is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That sleep does a multitude of things while you're sleeping. It does system resets. It does clears out toxins, stores memories, repairs muscles and tissues. It just does a multitude of things. And some of it happens in different stages of sleep, so it's really important to get that good quality sleep. So today we are talking about, we're doing part two of the salads, and out of a book that's called Eat to Live. It's written by Joel Fuhrman, MD. He has coined the term G-bombs, which stands for greens, beans, greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, berries, and seeds. And that's kind of his thing in a nutshell. It just is really important. So today is part two of the salads, and then we'll be jumping into soups and stews. His recipes kind of might switch up some of your eating and keep you interested in eating those fruits and vegetables, which is really important. So he has a walnut pear green salad. It serves 2 8-ounce, which is about 5 cups of baby greens, 2 ounces, about 2 cups of arugula or watercress, 1 pear that has been peeled, cored, and grated, 1/4 cup of dried currants, 1/4 cup of walnuts that have been chopped, 2 tablespoons of his D'Anjou pear vinegar, or you can do rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons of olive oil, 2 pears peeled, cored, and sliced, and 1/4 cup of walnut halves. You can find the baby greens, the arugula, the grated pear, currants, and walnuts in a bowl. I believe that that's the chopped walnuts. Toss with the vinegar and olive oil on top with sliced pears and the walnut halves. Use watercress as often as possible in salads for its nutrient density, was his thing on that, or note on that. So soups and stews, Black Forest cream of mushroom soup, serve 6th, 2 tablespoons of water, 2 pounds of mixed fresh mushrooms. It can be button, shiitake, cremini, sliced 1/4 inch thick, 2 cloves of garlic that are minced or pressed, 2 teaspoons of herbs de Provence, 5 cups of carrot juice, 3 cups of unsweetened soy, hemp, or almond milk divided, 2 carrots coarsely grated, or coarsely chopped rather, 2 medium onions chopped, 3/4 of a cup of fresh or frozen corn kernels, 1 cup of chopped celery, 3 leeks cut into 1/2 inch thick rounds, 1/4 cup of Dr. Fuhrman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, 1/4 cup of raw cashews, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh thyme, 2 teaspoons of chopped fresh rosemary, and 2 15-ounce cans of no salt added or low sodium white beans, which could be your Northerns, your Navy, or your Cannellini, drained and rinsed, 5 ounces of baby spinach, and 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley for garnish, which is optional. For this recipe, you will need to heat water in a large saute pan. Saute the mushrooms, garlic, and herbs de Provence for about 15 minutes or until tender, adding more water if necessary to prevent sticking, and set aside. In a large soup pot, bring the carrot juice, 2 1/2 cups of milk of your choice of the ones that he's listed, the carrots, the onions, the corn, celery, leeks, and the veggie zest to a boil. Reduce the heat to simmer and add until the vegetables are tender, which is about 30 minutes. So in a food processor or a high-powered blender, puree the cashews and the remaining 1/2 cup of the milk that he suggested, adding a half to the soup liquid and vegetables, the lemon juice, the thyme, the rosemary, and blend until smooth and creamy. Return the pureed soup mixture to the pot. Add the beans, the spinach, and the sauteed mushrooms. Heat until, The spinach is wilted and garnished with parsley if desired. And I don't remember seeing spinach on the list of his ingredients, which was kind of weird. So I'm going back and I'm rereading this, and no. So you will need that, oh, 5 ounces of baby spinach. Sorry, it's in there. It's just that I kind of skipped over it. Okay, and our last recipe for today is Dr. Furman's anti-cancer soup. This serves 10. So, half cup of dried split peas, half cup of dried beans, you can use any variety, 4 cups of water, 4 medium onions chopped, 6 to 8 medium zucchini, they're cut into 1-inch pieces, 3 leek stalks, coarsely chopped, 2 bunches of kale, collards, or other greens, tough stems and center ribs removed, and leaves chopped. 5 pounds of carrots that have been juiced, which is 5 to 6 cups of juice, and it says to see the note, which says freshly juiced organic carrots and celery will maximize the flavor of this soup. He also noted that you could actually use carrot juice instead of juicing if you're not into juicing. 2 bunches of celery that have been juiced, which gives you 2 cups of juice. For that one, I think that I would actually just slice those up and include them. 2 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or Mrs. Dash seasoning that's no salt. 1 cup of raw cashews and 8 ounces of fresh mushrooms. They can be shiitake, cremini, and or oyster mushrooms that have been chopped. Place the split peas, beans, and water in a very large pot. Over low heat, bring to a boil and simmer for 30 minutes. Add the onions, zucchini, leeks, and kale to the pot. Add the carrot juice, the celery juice, and the veggie zest, which is his no-salt seasoning. And simmer until the onions, zucchini, and leeks are soft, which is about 40 minutes. Remove 2 cups of the soup liquid, being careful to leave the beans and at least half of the kale in the pot. Using a high-powered blender or a food processor, blend the soup liquid with the cashews. Return the creamy mixture to the pot. Add the mushrooms and simmer for 30 minutes or until the beans are soft. I think I would start with a pressure cooker with the beans just to get them started. And he says you can use any variety you want on the beans. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. I will be back again tomorrow, and I'll be sharing more recipes on soups and stews to kind of get us interested in eating more vegetables and really being healthy. I was thrilled to have you along with us. When I take us off mute, you can feel free to share your thoughts or comments. And if you're one of my shy people and would rather text me, you can definitely do that at 503-502-4863. Just let me know that you're part of the TR90 group. And I'll make sure that you don't get added to the spam folder. Have a great day. So there we have it, my friends, why it is important to get all those fruits and veggies and a few more recipes to tempt your taste buds. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Hope you have a great day, and get a chance to exercise a little bit outside. That fresh air is really great for us.